mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to be investigating the filth cake underbelly of the New World Order. Coming up with Tom Flacco with some unbelievable information here in just a few minutes. A ton of other news. They say LCIA is going to hit the schools or the malls. But right now, let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Johanna, then Rodney. Johanna in Tejas. Go ahead.
Oh, hello. May the Creator bless you. I just have a few scriptures I wanted to read because, first of all, I really appreciate everything you're doing. I appreciate you. I appreciate your love. And I know that's what makes you so angry with everything that you know and you're witnessing. And people need to understand that, that if you didn't care so much, you wouldn't be so angry. And also, people need to realize, if you and I feel that angry, how must the Creator see everything that's going on? People need to understand how He feels, because He's real. And that's why He's bringing judgment. And in Psalm 92, verse 7, it says, when the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. So what is happening is just prophecy, and we are supposed to put our trust in the Creator. And He also says in Psalm 91, because you have made the Creator, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation, there shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all His ways. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. The only thing we can do is trust in the Creator, pray, and be sincere through repenting our sins first. We have to repent our sins in order to get close to the Creator. We can't just pray and expect our Father to...
No, you're right. That's why we should all, and all of us do this every day. We get into this decadent society.
Right.
And that's how this system is able to get control of us.
That's
and
right.
We've all got to do that. I appreciate your call. Great points. God bless you. Rodney in Texas. Rodney, go ahead.
Alex, how are you?
Good, sir.
Long time, no talk to, but I've been listening to you. Wonderful work that you're doing, and I'm looking forward to ordering your new video.
Well, thank you.
Now, here's what I need you to help me with, Alex, because I use much of your material to debunk a lot of the lies from the neocons and the globalists.
Sure.
Now, and I need you to connect the dots for me here. This Italian journalist who was the attempted assassination that was made on her life.
Yeah, she'd been doing reports on torture and the police state, and it's clear they were trying to kill her.
Okay, but here's what I need you to connect the dots. Now, you know the CNN the anchor made the statement that he felt that there were journalists being targeted over there, and he got summarily dismissed.
Yeah, when I have BBC and AP and AFP articles where the government admitted they were going to kill him before the war even started.
Okay, now I tried to discuss this with one of these neocon talk show people, and he says, here are his statements, and I need you to help me.
Well, I mean, they had a Fox pundit last week go, too bad she didn't get, you know, happen to her. She deserves it.
This guy claims, well, these sort of things happen all the time, and when the soldiers are in those situations, they have to make snap judgment decisions, and they happen so much, but we just don't hear about them. Now, how would you reply to an idiotic?
Well, I mean, it's admitted that the car had been cleared. It's admitted that it had diplomatic plates. It's admitted that it was Negroponte's own security detail, that former death squad commander, now head of all U.S. intelligence agencies. And it's just a fraud. I mean, they knew what was going on.
All right. There you go. All right, Alex. Wonderful. Keep up the good work.
All right. Appreciate your call. I mean, look, they've got excuses for everything. The point is that most people in government aren't bad, but they're in compartmentalized areas where they aren't involved in the real evil that goes on. So they'll go, well, government can't be bad because I'm not bad.
Well,
that's ridiculous. That's like saying, because you're not bad, nobody in the city of New York is bad, you know, if you live in New York. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're into hour number two. Dose, 8 minutes, 35 seconds in. And we're joined by Tom Flacco. And I really respect Tom. Tom went to many of the 9/11 hearings, the congressional and the little blue ribbon whitewash committee that was set up. He's broken major 9/11 stories over and over again. Really powerful stuff, just sticks to what he can prove. And I was surprised when I saw his website, when I noticed that Paul Watson had linked to a story by Tom Flacco on PrisonPlanet.com. Headline, photographer tied to child sex ring arrested after Thompson's suicide. Now, we had one of Hunter S. Thompson's friends on a few weeks ago, who was one of the last people to talk to him, who wrote an article for the Globe and Mail, a major respected paper in Canada, and he said that, yes, Thompson had told him that, I'm on to this story about 9/11 being a government inside job, I'm going to write an article about it. He'd written some about it in one of his last books. I'm into this stuff about government, underage sex slaves. And I'm talking to this guy on air, and he's going, yes, yes, yes. And he basically paraphrased Thompson in his last article as telling him on the phone that, they might kill me over this. And then, folks, again, I only stick to what I can absolutely, totally prove. And the New York Post reported, you know, top gay porn star, headline, servicing members of Bohemian Grove. That's in my new film. I've got Parade Magazine, Spy Magazine, where it admits busing in male prostitutes. I mean, $2,000 an hour, $1,000 an hour in the 80s. To, quote, service the elite, and that AIDS was a problem. Now, that's all in the new film. It's also in my Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove video. And I've got the article from the late 80s out of the Washington Times. You know, underage call boy tour of the White House, midnight tour. I mean, I've got all this, and I don't want to believe it. And I also know the globalists are masters of, and again, we don't even know who these globalists are of all these witnesses and people. We know that people like Tom Flacco are doing the best job they can to analyze this. We know great Americans like Senator John DeCamp, who was hired by the Senate basically to go disprove the savings and loan scam where they went in and found, you know, this Larry King character, no relation to the Larry King on CNN, Black Larry King. And that was all true with the kids, and that was really going on. You know, the head treasurer for the Republican Party, and it led to what was described as Bohemian Grove and a lot of scary stuff. But then you've got these children who are witnesses, and, I've had John DeCamp on, and he's covered this, but he's been very careful about it as well. But really, Tom Flacco, great to have you on. TomFlacco.com, Flacco's FLOCCO.com, or link through at PrisonPlanet.com. But, Tom, good to have you on with us, my friend.
Yes, Alex. It's this was a tough story to write. I had this court testimony, as you can see. If you read it carefully, it's a kind of magazine length. But
well, let me just stop you first. Tom Flacco, why is Tom Flacco, who writes for, you know, a whole bunch of major publications, WorldNet Daily, you name it, over the years, what are you doing now, getting off into this stuff?
Well, you know, it's something that I've had the court testimony in my hands for 2 years. It was sent to me, I didn't know how to use it. I didn't know.
So you're a truth seeker, and just like with myself, this is where this stuff leads. It leads to devil worship. It leads to children.
I didn't have enough material. There was just not enough there. The court testimony is extremely damaging. I read through it one time. When I first got it, I kind of skimmed it. I said, boy, this is powerful stuff, and it does actually mention a sitting congressman's name. And, the boy who was involved had quite a bit of credibility. You have to go and read the new edition, by the way. There's a brand new edition, 2005, The Franklin Cover-Up by John DeCamp.
Yeah, and the incredible part is, after these books are written, later Barney Frank gets caught with underage prostitution ring out of his house.
Well, yeah, that's...
That was on the nightly news.
You see, what I found to be really compelling is when the current White House, I heard it on CNBC and MSNBC, particularly MSNBC and the Countdown show, and Chris Matthews both dedicated a few nights covering the story. Countdown with Olbermann did it more than just a few nights, dealing with the Guckert Gannon issue of the fact that, you know, you had a person who had advertised himself as a male escort, if you will, and on various websites.
Well, he was really like a madam. He also ran others.
Well, yeah, there are, as I say, there are many. I didn't dig deeply into this, but in terms of the issue of Guckert Gannon on my forums, there are a lot of people posting quite a number of stories.
Yeah, this is even on MSNBC.
Yeah, right. This was on the cable, so the guy does exist. There's no question about it. And there are pictures of the president literally hugging him, kissing him. I couldn't believe the photos. I'm trying to find whether I can verify whether the photos are actually authentic.
Well, Bush has been seen kissing women and even kissing men now.
Well,
kissing them on the cheek, and people said, "Man, this is European."
I'm not going to go that far. But what I'm saying is that this guy had access.
Well, let me stop you right there, Tom. What do you mean you're not going to go this far? There's been whole news articles mainstream about what's up with the kissing.
Well, I mean, to me...
Because that's how European men do it. You know, they kiss somebody on the cheek, and Bush has been, you know...
I understand all that, and I, you know, as I say, he has a right to do what he wants to do. Is it strange? Do I don't do it myself, but, you know, well, whatever. But I found that, you know, that the issue of having a person with this background and then allowed to use an alias, not his real name, and be a White House reporter... And this has
and
to
you
be
got
secret,
it linked to Karl Rove.
This has to be Secret Service approved. Well, the link there was I found an article with CBS News, and one of their reporters said that there's no way that, you know, basically that you'd have to be naive to think that the president's top advisor, his senior advisor, Mr. Rove, would not have a say or not know who this guy was and know what his background is and whether that would cause at least an embarrassment, if it is indeed true. Well, if you see him on the websites, he's there, he's advertised, his picture's there in full living color, if you will, you know. So, that was an issue. And when I started looking into that, I said, well, you know, I started, you know, looking into the various articles and so forth, and I found, I got out my old Decamp book and started reading that, and I got the new issue, which has even more startling revelations. They sent me a copy, and I called.
And let me stop you there again. Senator DeCamp had his investigator killed. Senator DeCamp was threatened. Senator DeCamp, you know, was at a time the head of the Republican Party in Nebraska.
Yes.
He went out to disprove this and found out it was true. He's never been challenged. Except one time, a Virginia TV station said he was a liar. He sued him and won over $1 million.
Right.
I mean, this guy's winning in court if you challenge his book.
Yeah, he would be the first lawyer I would attempt if I were you or me or any other news reporter. I would ask for John DeCamp to defend me because he knows the case better than anybody else. And actually, he's...
Well, I've read your article. You're just going off court record and mainstream news. And that's
exactly,
the point.
That's
I don't want to... Tom, I don't want to... in my brain admit this is going on, but there's no way to ignore it.
Well, you saw the title. You know, this was more than a title. What I found is one of the perpetrators, alleged perpetrators, the guy that was said by all the reports that was taking the photographs, he admitted that he took the photographs. He took 20,000 to 30,000 photographs, and that Mr. DeCamp, who I called John DeCamp and talked with him in two separate interviews, albeit one of them was kind of short, but I did talk with him and got some updates and some information.
Yeah, we've had him on. Hey, you know what?
Oh, I know you have.
We ought to try to, in the next hour, we ought to try to see if we can get him on.
You know, he's, as I said, I read the transcript of your piece, and there are a few interesting things which I was not aware of, you know. And I read the article, and I found that, you know, there's no way that the top White House advisors wouldn't know this guy's background. You know, why would they let somebody have, you know, access to the White House?
Well, also, the neocon website he ran is linked to GOP funding.
Oh, I know. It's all there. You know, and everybody's saying, well, what's the big deal, you know? Well,
it's their fake reporter.
Well, now the big deal is this. I asked Mrs. Gosh, who is the mother, who met her son when we figured out the ages and so forth, and there's all kinds of, and I referred to this and put some pictures up there, but I didn't take a stand myself.
Her son disappeared when he was 12.
Right. Johnny Gosh disappeared. He was serving papers on a Sunday in 1982, I believe it was, and he just disappeared, and Paul Bonacci said he participated in the kidnapping by luring this child over next to a car where they quick snatched him and drugged him, and he was gone, you know. And mother, Noreen Gosh, said she saw him met with him when he knocked on her daughter one night when he was about 27 years old. Whether there have been other encounters between the two, she wouldn't say, and she's very... I'm not sure. I asked her specifically, well, is Johnny Gosch, is your son, also this guy, Guckert Gannon? And she said she's not sure. She doesn't have enough evidence.
It's a spitting image.
And, yeah, there's a lot of that, you know. And then I found out that the guy went to the same college that I went to. And I have no problem. God's people are God's people. And if a person has that kind of a sway, they're a homosexual, do I approve of it? I don't approve of it myself. I don't criticize it. I don't say... say, you know, that it's something that they can't do. But I would like to come out and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to be holier than thou, but do I feel...
Yeah, but that's all a side issue.
I don't have a right. I don't think I have a right to. What I have a problem with is the children issue. If people are working with children and abusing children...
They need to be executed.
That's a terrible thing.
They need to go to prison or for the rest of their lives.
Michael,
Stay there. We got a break. We're talking to Tom Flacco. A detailed 12-page report on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, this is sick stuff, but somebody's got to expose it. We'll be back.
On February 29th, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last three decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book along with a silver dollar for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Get the Black Berkey filter elements, leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
All right, during the break, I got Senator DeCamp's number. I have it on my computer. I called him. He just had major surgery a week ago. But he is coming on the broadcast. He's coming on in the next segment with Tom Flacco. And so this should be very interesting. Tom, look, we cannot ignore the admitted male prostitutes, the admitted underage, we're talking 16 years old, Barney Frank. I mean, how could Barney Frank, the congressman, how could he have underage male prostitutes, that's pedophilia, folks, in his penthouse with a call boy ring being run out of it? I mean, this was all over the national news years ago, and he never went to jail. You see, this shows the double standard, and he needs to be in prison. And this is scary stuff, but Tom?
I was running it also out of Chevy Chase Elementary School, one of the guys in his penthouse. That was unbelievable stuff. I mean, I knew about this a couple of years ago, too, when I looked into it, and I didn't report it. What makes it an issue now is that they are making a tremendous story out of Michael Jackson and the pedophilia. They're basically dragging 70- and 80-year-old priests, you know, out of retirement and prosecuting them and throwing them into prison. And you have all these children, you know, who are testifying and coming forward. You know, and you've got even adult people, you know, photographers, investigative notes, videos. There's a lot of material out there. And John told me that there were that the law enforcement officials are still looking for the pictures. Well, that's a tip off. Why would they be looking for pictures to an evidence if this case is supposed
to be closed? Well, here on the network, I heard a prominent former New York detective on Jack Blood's show Friday talking about all this stuff. And how every time, I mean, he would go to apartments with 10 children in it, and it would always lead back to government. And he'd be told, you're off the case. He was on a commission for the governor after he retired. I mean, this is huge.
Well, unless some, you know, all of this stuff is going to, it'll be out there for a few days, and then it dies down, and then it goes away. And nobody, because the people who have control, how can we expect United States senators to force a federal prosecutor to indict some of their own members?
Well, for the people
that just
joined us, it's not debatable. Top male porn stars serving Bohemian Grove members. New York Post. You know, we're talking mainstream news, not debatable. Dozens and dozens and dozens of reports. I got stuff going back to the 80s, long before DeCamp wrote his book.
Right,
you know, Spy Magazine, Parade Magazine.
Oh, I know.
So this stuff is, I mean, this is definitely, I mean, just the homosexuality is enough because they claim they're Christian conservatives, but they're involved in this.
It's very tragic. And what got me started when I talked to John, I said, well, here's the story. John DeCamp told me that they arrested the photographer a couple days after the suicide of Mr. Thompson. You know, and that is really kind of strange. Where was the media on that? Why wasn't that reported? Here you had a guy who in court, federal court testimony, and I quoted it over and over again, the testimony is absolutely incredible, and I think that's what makes a story like this fly, because this was allowed in a court of law. But the other issue is that Judge Erbom, why didn't he say, hey, wait, you're kidding me. Let's subpoena the pictures. Can you identify any of these pictures? Are there senators? Are there congressmen you can name? I would like to hear their names. Can you identify them by the pictures that we show you? If you don't know their exact names, can you recognize the faces? None of this was done. There were some pictures shown to indicate that, you know, that he was on planes, he was with Mr. King, he was, you know, that kind of thing. But there were many, many pictures, and he was involved in it. There are other people. He knows who the other people were that were also taking pictures.
Well, it's like Abu Ghraib. The government decides to let CBS News run about 15 pictures, but I watched the senators walk out. They were given an afternoon to look at over 2,000 photos and over 100 videos of just but then they came out and said it's indescribable. We now have the Army report. We know what that is. You know, objects dripping with battery acid. That's all I'm going
to
say.
I had to leave so much out of this story because, frankly, Alex, it was gross. It was disgusting. And it was just stuff that I didn't want to have printed.
Well, the point is, this is what the elite's into. And what we've got to watch out here is we got to ask ourselves about Gannon. He's in their hip pocket all this time. Now he suddenly appears, and I don't know. We just got to watch Gannon closely because why is Gannon still alive?
Well, the other issue with this is I don't take a position on it one way or another because I got to go with Mrs. Gosch. has she met this guy? I would like to see the two of them meet and have her ask.
But I'm talking about the news articles where Gannon says, reportedly, in major publications that he's friends with Bush, and he's coming out saying this. I mean, how is he still alive?
Boy, I'll tell you what, isn't it? It's a thorny issue, and I, you know, you don't know where to go with it. Because
well, we haven't given folks a lot of details. We will when we get back with Tom Flacco and Senator John DeCamp on the other side of this quick break. TomFlacco.com, and don't forget my website, PrisonPlanet.com. These people we're talking about are just the scum of the earth. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back from 9 to midnight. Central Standard Time. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be going to Senator John DeCamp here in about a minute or so, as well as Tom Flacco, who have both been kind enough to join us. Senator DeCamp just had major surgery just a week ago, and we appreciate him taking time out from bed to join us. Before we go back to our guest, my new film, Martial Law, 911 Rise of the Police State, is in three parts. The first 30 minutes or so is the hover blimps, the surveillance, the sound cannons, being threatened to be arrested at the RNC anywhere in the city, for videotaping or interviewing anybody. We show you police state America. Then we go into Ground Zero, and for an hour, I mean, it's a 9/11 film in and of itself. For an hour, we cover September 11th like no one else has done. I mean, we cover it all the documented evidence. It's incredible. You've heard the rave reviews from listeners that have seen it via PrisonPlanet.tv in the last week. We're now beginning to ship the hard copies over the weekend and today, so you can order now. The third part, then we go, okay, who is this ruling elite? Who is this establishment? What's their driving ideology, their philosophy? What makes them tick? And we walk up to David Gergen, White House advisor to four administrations, and go, what about the rituals at Bohemian Grove? He blows up, freaks out, doesn't deny it. Then we show you how the Bohemian Grove is a German death cult, how it's connected to Hitler, how it supports Arnold. We show you the Bushes and the Nazis. I mean, we go right through it, folks, and it gets into the gay porn stars at Bohemian Grove and the rest of it. So this theme keeps popping up. You search for the truth, it always leads back to this stuff. And, Arnold in the gay magazines and in the private collection of Robert Mapplethorpe. And we even show photos but blur out, the public stuff in the gay porno magazines of Arnold. I mean, this isn't a joke, folks, and we didn't put them all in there either. There's others. We only spent a few minutes on that. But it shows how he's compromised, how they can control him. Robert Mapplethorpe, I can't get into what he did in his photography, but I'm sure a lot of you already have heard about him. But this is important, ladies and gentlemen. You need to get martial law. 2.5 hours, 2 hours, 35 minutes. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv. We have monthly and yearly subscriptions, 15 cents a day. You can watch the film there online, all my other films. And my weekly TV reports, PrisonPlanet.tv, or call toll-free to get a hard copy, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or order a hard copy via our secure safe shopping cart at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Please take action, get the film, make copies, get them out to people. All right, we're now joined again, as I said, by Tom Flacco, who's written a detailed 12-page article about the disgusting underbelly of the New World Order, and Senator John DeCamp, a man of unbelievable courage. And let's go ahead and bring Senator DeCamp up first, as Tom's been on with us the last 20 minutes. Senator, good to have you on with us.
Howdy, howdy, and how are you?
Good, sir. Just in a quick thumbnail, tell us who you are, how you got involved in this investigation, please.
Okay, my name is John DeCamp. I'm a lawyer in a little town called Claytonia, Nebraska. It used to be Lincoln and big cities, but I moved here kind of for family safety about a dozen years ago after I wrote a particular book called The Franklin Cover-Up. I had been a senator for 16 years. In fact, believe it or not, I'm the first, last, and only one you'll get to meet in your life who won election without ever setting foot in the United States of America. I ran the entire campaign from Vietnam. I was a combat infantry captain over there, and won crazy bet, and whatever led to another, and I filed, and, well, it's a long story, but I ended up winning and served then for 16 years after I got out of the legislature. And, yes, I was extremely controversial. In fact, the World Herald, the major newspaper of the state, labeled me most powerful and effective and blah, blah, blah in the history of the state and on and on. And they hate me just as much today now as they love me then. That's because I kind of put some of their folk in prison on this whole issue we're talking about. But anyway, so about a dozen, God, it's 15 years ago now, I was asked to represent some kids in some breaking story of kids being molested and hauled to the White House and other places. And I thought it was nonsense. And I said publicly when I was confronted on the issue that if I even believed one of these crazy things, I'd be the first one to stand up and do something about it or say something about it. One of the kids contacted me from prison, a kid named Paul Benassi, where he'd been locked up.
Now, to be clear, the Republican Party, which you'd been the head of in the state, actually had you go out, quote, because you were saying you didn't believe it, so they go, okay, yeah, he's with us. Go investigate it for us, Senator. So you did, and tell folks what happened to one of your investigators.
Well, I wasn't a senator at the time. But the
no, I know, but they hired you to do
Senate,
it, John.
The Senate committee was a string of, I don't know how many listed in the book, 15, 20 individuals who are involved one after another. The closer they get to something, the quicker they end up dead. And in this case, the investigator hired by the Senate committee was uncovering one thing after another, and kids were talking.
He had just talked to you, though. He said, I've got them.
From his, gotten his little airplane to come home from Chicago in a game with his eight-year-old kid, and it blew up in the air, and blah, blah, blah. The rest is history. Anyway, you're still there?
Yes, sir.
So, as I say, I got more than deeply involved. I wish, to be honest, and this sounds terrible for anybody to say, but I wish I'd never heard of Franklin. I wish I'd never heard of any of the people in it. I wish that I still was as naive and believed as innocently as I did before this all happened, and I ended up getting deeper and deeper involved. I wish none of it were true. Unfortunately, the opposite is true, and it is true, and that's why I ended up writing the book. My best friend, my confidant, my kind of, everybody has a godfather in life, right? Well, mine was a guy named Bill Colby, William E. Colby, and you may remember Bill as the head of the Central Intelligence Agency. He also ended up dead out of this, and I had doubts about saying this publicly ever before today, but, you know, they found him floating in the Chesapeake Bay, and I official, no official reason for his death, but I guarantee on my life it wasn't accidental and was involved. But anyway, so he was the one that gave me the advice to protect myself and my family. The best thing I could do, quote him, was, hey, tell the story, and there's no benefit in doing yin.
That's what Jennifer Flowers said when she got on Hardball, and she said Bill Clinton's killed over 100 people. And he said, why are you saying this? And she goes, because I've been told by writing this book and telling the truth, I'm protected. It's when you have the knowledge and don't share it that you get killed.
Well, Colby told me, so I wrote the book, and the rest is kind of history. As you know, one thing after another that at the time I wrote it seemed unbelievable has come out and been pretty well verified over and over. I think I was the first one, for example, to document in some detail someplace called the Bohemian Grove and what happens there and specifics and dates and places and personnel. And that's just one example.
And what you detailed in the book, no one had ever gotten footage out. You had just gotten this from witnesses. You know, I snuck in and got the footage.
That's my understanding, yeah. So anyway, that's how I got involved, and now I see things have blossomed up again, and I hope it all go away, and I don't know which way to turn or react as a result of the latest development. Yes, I was the one that first, in my book, and then through my work, uncovered, located the missing Johnny Gosch and that whole thing there, and his mother has become one of my closest friends.
Well, let's shift gears now into 2005. There's this gentleman named Gannon, fake reporter, funded by neocons. Turns out he's a coal whore. That's admitted. And just incredible access to the White House, more than most of the reporters. And in comes Tom Flacco, who's a great investigative reporter. Tom, come on in here. I mean, where should we start telling the next chapter in this nightmare?
Well, I think that one of the key issues, as I said earlier, that you've got John DeCamp, who I'm just honored to be with him, and I respect everything he's done. I've read his book just about cover to cover, and it's a very disturbing story, and I've been working on this for 4 to 6 weeks. I talked to John a couple times about a week and a half ago, and I talked to Mrs. Gosch, so I did talk to the people who are who I would consider to be the most informed, you know, of anyone on this case, because they really have to live it. So I feel that the issue of the Guckert-Gannon situation, I talked to Mrs. Gosch, and she said she still has to see more evidence. I would ask my question to her or to John would be, is there any possibility of she tried to contact this man? Because the ages do match up, according to they like to say that Gannon says he's older, but on his website he advertised that he was the exact same age in 2000 as Johnny Gosch would have been, you know, which was...
And also all of, you know, his real name, the name he's using now, the alias he was using, and Johnny Gosch, it's the same initials.
Well, I will say this, John doesn't know this, I'm sure, but I did find some other websites, and some people checked that he went to Fairview High School around the Pennsylvania-Delaware border, and right near there is a state university called Westchester State University, and James Guckert did graduate. They said that there was a Guckert who graduated from Westchester University, and interestingly enough, I have a bachelor's degree from that same
university.
Let's
just stop right here. How did the Gannon thing, because I hear different reports, I see different reports, how did it first surface? And then where did it first surface that he looks like Johnny Gosch?
Well, that came on all kinds of, on my forums, there were many, many postings. People started posting all of a sudden. The Internet just came alive with stories, with pictures, photos. People started digging. You know how when you've got thousands of people just interesting, just digging up stuff and they're finding out where a person went to high school.
But that's where we got to be careful because the globalists love to take real news, real stories, try to insert something that isn't true, and then later bring that out and discredit the whole thing.
I've not taken a position on
either of us.
I don't know whether he is. All I do is there are striking similarities.
Well, let's ask Senator DeCamp. You know, Senator DeCamp, what do you think of all this?
I think I'm learning as we go. I have had an awful lot of people from across the United States call me, give me opinions, and so on and so forth. Here's what I will tell you. When I finished writing my book, it came out. First thing that happened was a group of lawyers, very powerful lawyers, got together because I named names. I was very specific. If you remember my book, I don't talk in generalities.
You don't mince words.
Anyway, and they said, we will sue him. Libel and slander, and he will be the most destroyed lawyer in this country, and on and on and on. I got up and answered at the same press conference, hey, if anybody had said any of these things to me, I would want, I would sue them. So unless I can prove the one thing I have to prove, which is an absolute defense no matter what, and that is truth. Truth is an absolute defense in libel. Anybody that any lawyer that is liable.
And you've never lost a case. You've proven it in court, and it gets worse. When a TV station said you were a liar, you sued them and won.
Okay, then that's when I sued them because they wanted to say I was a liar. I was going to say, hey, I'll call your bluff.
And see, that's what scares me.
Bob Kerry, who ran for president, you may remember, had been, along with Wadman, police chief of Omaha, former police chief, deeply involved in this thing, had been in a town called Wilmington, North Carolina, where one of them became police chief and the other was campaigning. Anyway, they used the forum there, the TV station, which was Great Atlantic Telecast Company or something, a long time ago, so I can barely remember. But anyway, and they said certain things. And I said, hey, man, I'm suing you. And I sued them, and they did their own investigation. And surprisingly enough, within a reasonable amount of time, part of the deal was they had to apologize two times in a row on their evening news, and they paid me damages, which, of course, I'm not allowed to, quote, disclose in a private settlement. So, yeah, there was one.
That's over. I mean, I know you can't, but it was over a mil, Little Bird told me?
No, I won $1 million on behalf of one of the children. We're still trying to collect that.
That's in my story.
Now, let me stop you right there. You're talking about the Senator Kerry who was involved in Operation Phoenix.
Yeah.
Again, a lot of this trails back to Vietnam.
Yeah. This is kind of sensitive and painful for me to talk about because I was up to my eyebrows in Operation Phoenix. I was a captain over there specially assigned to Colby for development of the Phoenix program, and I used to try to defend it, but I'll be honest with you, in all good conscience, I can't say anything other than it was an assassination program today, even if I want to tell myself otherwise. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. The question was, what do I believe today? Based on the information I have seen, I've received, calls made, information from talking to people like Noreen. Ted Gunderson just left here yesterday. He came back right away and spent about 2 weeks with me, even though I was in the hospital here. But anyway, I think there's a real serious question as to whether this particular individual may indeed be Johnny Gosch. I do remember a conversation one time between Paul Bonassi. Bonassi was one of the central characters, you know, being taken to the White House and so on and so forth, back in my original book. And Paul once was talking to Johnny's mother, as I recall, and he told, and Johnny had made contact with Paul, believe it or not, and some of these other kids that were involved. And he explained why he could never come out. You know, he'd been involved in such things, snuff films and everything else, that once you're in that, you can't come out. And he explained to him, hey, he shaved his head. He said he's changed his face a little. If he were standing next to you right now, Noreen, you wouldn't recognize him. So my reasons for saying what I say next are not because of his look or what I've seen in the papers. What I'm going to say next is I believe there's between an 80 and a 90% probability that it's correct, that is, but nothing I say is based upon the looks or the appearance.
Now, I've read reports that Mrs. Gosch has talked to him. I mean, number one, is that true? Number two, what does he say?
If Mrs. Gosch has talked to him, Has talked to who?
Talked to Mr. Gannon.
Her son. If Mrs. Gosch has talked to Mr. Gannon, then she has not confirmed that with me yet, and I think if she had, she would have confirmed that.
Okay, because those reports are out there. All right, so we can discount that.
She hasn't. I'm saying I think she'd tell me absolutely.
Has anybody been able to talk to Gannon?
I certainly do not know.
John, has he talked to her son since the 1997 visit when he was approximately 27 years old? Have there been any other contacts?
I think you should ask her that question.
Okay. That was
Well, let me get this out here right now.
I feel I have a certain...
Gannon supposedly talked to the Moscow Gazette, which is a pretty respectable paper.
Yep.
I went and looked at some of their back issues, and they're saying he's coming out with a tell-all book. Have you guys seen that other places?
I have heard that before. I heard this was going to happen a week ago, yes. And it apparently came out on the front page of something called the Moscow Gazette here within the last couple of days. Yes, I had been advised that was going to happen, and I kind of...
Okay, here's the question, then.
So I was surprised. I think that tends to verify some things.
Yeah, and again, and in that report and others, he's not saying that he's this Johnny Gosch. What he is saying is that he was good buddies with the president and others, and that right there would bring down this administration.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. The issue. I think, Alex. The issue here is not so much because it's a tremendous embarrassment for a mother. I can just think if it was my child that was involved in this kind of a thing, and all this had happened over a period of time. How do you explain this? And the issue is why, with his background, was he allowed to have a 2-year pass? And how does that relate to what went on in the past?
Yeah, we'll get those answers from Senator DeCamp and yourself. We'll bounce it around when we get back. Folks, you do not want to miss the rest of this interview.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Blanco and Senator DeCamp into the next hour. I really appreciate both these great Americans joining us. Senator DeCamp started out trying to disprove something and found out it was true. And for 15 years, his book has stood there and stood the test of time and has been really best-selling by all gauges that are out there. And unfortunately, I went and researched things that were in his book. I personally went places and videotaped the satanic ritual at Bohemian Grove where they have the effigy of a child and they burn it. And then I found a photo they released in 1909 of Bohemian Grove members standing around a small black child tied down to a board. Now, that was released to the University of Berkeley, California, which is kind of like their unofficial mouthpiece. I mean, I wish this wasn't true. And regardless of these new developments, we know where there's smoke, there's fire. There's a lot of smoke here. We're trying to find out just how big the fire is and trying to get through the smoke and the fog of war to get the specifics and the details. We've got to be careful. But my question to Tom Flacco, but first, Senator DeCamp, before we start the next hour and get into the details of this story, and, of course, we'll plug the book as well and to tell you about Tom Flacco's site. But before I do that, we know this stuff's going on. A lot of it's out in the open. They've been caught doing it. You know, Barney Frank with the underage people in his apartment, you know, is a call boy ring, and that's ABC News. What is wrong with the people running our country? I mean, how is this going on? Why are they into this, Senator?
Alex, please listen and please don't interrupt. I'm going to tell you something now. While you were having your commercials, I listened to a couple voice messages I had that I've been waiting for. What I told you before, I now in a little bit repudiate. I told you that I thought it was 80 to 90% that was Johnny Gosch, didn't I?
Yes.
I now change that. I believe I'm going to move it up to 97.5%, okay? I'm going to give you some additional information. You make your own conclusions and judgments, but everything I'm telling you can be verified. And I don't want to be involved in this. I'm just giving you information. You can follow up. The moment, literally, after this Gannon was exposed, so to speak, you know that about four other major events happened. One of those was a chap named Hunter Thompson. Remember? Mr. Hunter Thompson was a key character in my book and also the director of snuff films and participant in things at Bohemian Grove. You notice he blew his brains out 2 days after this character, after what's-his-name was arrested, right?
Yes.
Okay, within about a day after that or about the same time, another central character, again from my book, but also in the whole Franklin thing, and this whole thing, who actually went to prison for some time, being Larry King, he was the central character, remember, his private photographer, he got busted. He'd been out on the streets living in Nebraska, fine guy, living upstanding. He got busted and was hauled off to jail in a hurry, and the house, everything he had was seized, and so on.
For what?
What?
For what? What did they say?
So, supposedly for not registering as a sex offender in a particular county he had been in or something, but he had registered to the best of my knowledge. I do know this. Ted Gunderson then flew back here, and you know who Ted is, and he did put up, I was hauled off in the emergency wagon 100 miles off to a hospital in an ambulance because I got paralyzed and couldn't move anyway, but I'm out of the hospital now, but during that time then, Rusty got bailed out by Ted, and that hearing is coming up, I think, tomorrow on something other. And anyway, another thing, there were at least two notable figures in Washington, and I'd rather somebody else give you their names because I don't make a mistake. Noreen can give you. People who had dealt with her, contacted her, claimed they were with the CIA back during the height of the Johnny Gosch thing. They suddenly get busted and arrested for, quote, pedophile stuff and so on. So I think this may extend deeper and broader and whatever than somewhat. And as I say, I have moved my opinion up based upon some of the other information I just got in the phone call that was left.
We'll be right back.